You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all this week. So, Jeff, you had brought this up a little bit earlier. P. Mitch had gotten a text about it from people. I saw PFT commenter. It also tweeted about it. So the new digs that have been dropped, the new unis that have been dropped today, the guys that have been featured that you've seen, All-Pro Revo, obviously Jaden, Zach Ertz, you've seen Bobby Wagner. Everyone immediately goes and looks and says, well, where the heck is 17? Where's Terry McLaurin? You said just they shot these videos, these pictures, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, picture day.
So he wasn't there for picture day, so that's why he's not featured in these things. The question, though, is at what point do you get with Terry McLaurin here with the contract stuff, where you feel like you do need to start worrying, where you feel like there's maybe something actually going on here? 800-636-1067, if you'd like to hop in. At what point do you start worrying about the Terry McLaurin contract situation?
When they're playing and he's not.
I mean, so are you talking week one or training camp?
I'm talking about games. I've seen people hold out until the week of the season starting and stuff like that, so I'm not going to be worried. To be honest with you, I'll ask the question. If you worry, is it going to help out anything? No. So, I mean, I've learned other people's money and how they negotiate. I'm not worried about all that. If he's on another team, I'm pissed. But then you'll get over it. But I'm not worried about it at this point. I mean, yeah, I got too much stuff to worry about in my own damn life to be worried about that. I'm worried about somebody else who's about to go make my $37 million. No. I love Terry. You know? I love this team. They'll get over it. They'll figure it out.
I think that they're going to get this figured out. And I think the thing about this is when we're looking at the numbers of what they're talking about, I think now is the time that you can quote-unquote overpay for Terry. When you look at how Jaden's contract is going to be, he's going to be cheap by quarterback standards for the next 4 years. You know, when they pick up that fifth-year option, you've got three more years. They're going to pick up that fifth year, so you've got four more years of Jaden Daniels being on an affordable rookie contract. That's kind of the time frame that you're looking at for Terry, the next 3 to 4 years, right? That's kind of what you're looking at this season and 2 to 3 more after that. So
yeah,
I don't,
but I think they're looking at more than just Terry, though. There may be other people coming up, and I think they want to try to make things feasible for them. And he has to try to make it best for him, too. But I don't know that it ever becomes easy. And one thing JP and I always talk about, pressure makes things get done. Like burst pipes. And I believe the closer it gets, then the deal gets done.
And we're getting closer. I mean, July 18th is when the rookies report. July 22nd is when the veterans are going to report. So we'll see if they get onto the training camp practice field. Do you think they get it done before training camp starts, which is
That's my hope and belief. But I just think that, like the worrying, people worry that it didn't get done. Like it's not done. Then it gets done. Then they start discussing why didn't it get done. I'm not going through all that. We're gonna figure it out. Keep moving.
What do you think the number is that he's looking for? So just again, the context
He want to be treated fairly. I mean, if you look at his production over the years and how things have happened, he should be somewhere up there by DK Metcalf.
I agree. So Ja'Marr Chase is at 40.25, 40.25. He's number one by far. Justin Jefferson's at 35. CeeDee Lamb's at 34. DK's at 33. AJ Brown's at 32. Three more guys over the $30 million threshold. Amon-Ra is just over $30 million. Brandon Ayuk and Tyreek Hill are both at $30 million. What I think is interesting is we played the Adam Schefter stuff when he was on with Pat McAfee last week, and that felt more like speculation, but the stuff that he had to say was Terry's camp is looking at the DK contract saying we need that around 33. Versus the commander side is looking at a guy like a Chris Godwin who got 22.
But he got 22 when the salary cap was lower.
Yeah, exactly. So Mike Evans around 20. And I just don't see how, I don't see it being that big of a divide. I think that Terry's going to get over 30. And so to me, if you're willing to go over 30, then why wouldn't you be willing to go to 33, even to 34, somewhere around there? I'd be willing to give to Terry McLaurin. I think he was good enough for that. And I think that he's going to be good enough throughout the entirety of the contract. They're not signing him to a 6-year deal. They're signing him to a couple of extra years. So you're looking over the next 3 to 4 years. I think he's going to be able to be effective enough. And he's so important to this locker room and this team.
I think the situation comes down to this. They probably do a 3-year extension. And I believe that the third year is the one that's caused the most issues. I also feel that when a team is trying to sign someone, they don't think like you or any other fan, like, yeah, he deserves it. Give it to him. They think like, oh, if we can get him to sign it for this,
well, yeah,
we can get a few more people on this, to sign. We get other guys on the team, and we may have to sign somebody else. But this is what happens. We watched Brandon Ayuk go through it too when he was right up there.
By the way, you mentioned Ayuk. He got 30.
Yeah. So I don't think he's done. And people keep saying, I know the age thing pops in. But Terry came into this league a little older than guys normally come into the league. So him being close to 30 is not like another guy that came in at 20, 21, and he's at 30.
Yeah, and you haven't seen any fall off in play. Matter of fact, you've seen him get better and better.
Yeah, and I just think that. You got to go through it. I mean, everybody goes through it eventually.
Yeah, and this is also going to be his last big paycheck. So sometimes people immediately go, oh, well, he should take a friendly paycheck. And come on.
You know, I hear people say that I want to put the head under the tire. That's why I run over it. Because you ain't going to take a paycheck. You're going to take a pay cut in your damn. You're not going to just take a hometown discount at your job. Why? I understand how people always can tell somebody what they should do with their money.
So looking at, I'm trying to see if I can find this poll yesterday. So Hogs Haven put out a poll yesterday, and there are about 700 votes from it, and said thoughts on the Terry extension as of 2 days ago. And they had four options. Fully plays out the last year of his contract. It'll get done before camp. It's done before the season ends. So either before, you know, during training camp or during the season, or he's traded. The results were 3.2% say it fully plays out this last year of his contract. An overwhelming majority, 82.7%, said it's going to get done before camp. 8% said it's going to get done before the season ends. 6% say he's traded. So over 90%
think
this contract.
I like over 90% being more positive.
Yeah, and I think that most people just assume that this thing's going to get done. And I basically,
you know,
until I hear otherwise.
I will tell you what, Jeff is the worst. Jeff is the one dude that he's the most worrying guy in the damn world.
No.
And every time I look at his face, he annoys me because I know he's going to be worried. He is a true fan, boy.
God. Now, look. The only reason why, I told y'all, I'm going to be worried until this thing gets done. But if it don't get done by camp and Terry say, I'm sitting out for camp, my heart is going to be beating out of my chest. That's just all it is. Do I have faith we get it done? Yes, but to me, and I know my word does not mean anything to the powers over there, I want it done before camp. Because I don't think Terry would, you know, not play to his full potential because of pain. Like, I don't put that. But I would hate, God forbid, knock on wood, I would hate for something to happen to him while they're still negotiating his contract, because of the fact that he has shown us that he deserves it, one. And two, back to the age thing. Smoot said something to me last year that stuck with me as I watched Terry play. He said, Terry has not lost a step, and he has something called breakaway speed. He said, dude, the only time you see Terry get caught is when he's trying to track a ball down. But if that ball is in his hands and he's running away from a defender, he's not getting caught. So it just need to get done ASAP.
Yeah, I think the idea to me is, if it gets to training camp, to Jeff's point.
Jeff Too Worry is what I'm going to start calling him. I know Jeff Too Funny.
Yeah, you can call me that. I'm sorry. Jeff, that's Too me. Worry. I'm sorry.
God.
But honestly, though, if it gets to training camp and then he's holding out, which I would assume that he does if he doesn't get a contract by then, that's when it'll kind of, okay, now there's a little bit of a flag going up. But
you know
for
what?
Me right now,
that's
I'm
when
worried.
I'm worried about it, Toby. I'm not going to worry about it now. If it gets to that point, then I'll deal with it then. I don't believe in having like arguments or discussions or over worry about anything more than once.
So to me, here's the thing. The facts of this. Terry McLaurin is a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. Fact?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think that just about everybody's on board with that, even nationally. Terry McLaurin is incredibly important to the Washington Commanders on and off the field. Fact.
Fact.
Terry McLaurin has not said one word about the contract situation.
Fact. And guess who else hadn't said a word? Adam Peters.
The only time Adam has said anything about this
was that he wanted to make him a commander for life.
Is that he wants to make him a commander for life. Fact.
So we
all the stuff
are
coming out,
our minds of all the speculation.
Yeah, all the stuff coming out sounds like agents speak. It sounds like,
but the agent is supposed to speak.
B. Mitch, I think there's legitimate frustration that there's no way to know what's going on in Ashburn from these insiders. I think there's a legitimate frustration that they're looking at, like, man,
so
we used to be able to report all this stuff.
So you know what they do? They start throwing stuff out there to get us to talk about it. And then everybody go back to the place where they find the source and they get click, 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 click. They're getting paid off of us. Worrying. So that's why I'm not here to help nobody get no more money. If I'm not getting the money, to hell with everybody else.
800-636-1067. Let's get out of the phone lines. At what point do you worry about Terry getting this contract done? Let's get out to Crazy Drew. Drew, what's going on?
Hey, guys. First of all, I believe Terry's going to get signed, and I would suspect that the holdup right now is about the number of years and how much is guaranteed, not in the how much per year number, you know, because 1 year difference is a lot. But I have a little bit different concern about the timing of Terry and whatnot. And it's because I need to update the wrap on the van because it's starting to fall apart. I got an old Redskin van and it had Trent Williams and Ryan Kerrigan on it. And so I want to make it a commander van, or at least put the W on. I love the new uniforms that came out, so I can put those, the alternate uniforms on and Jaden on. And I was thinking about putting Terry on the van. So my question to you guys is, you know, do I have to wait until the deal's announced? Is it certain enough, or do we got to go a different way with that?
I would say that there's a 99.9% chance that Terry McLaurin is suiting up in burgundy and gold. So I would do it. I would do it.
So if you were thinking that there were two players that were the face of this franchise for the next few years, obviously Jaden's one. Who would be the other one?
Well, it's Terry. It's Terry until Terry's not here anymore. It's Terry.
I got to get this deal done because the last thing I was going to put Kirk Cousins on way back when, and I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't. I didn't do it for a lot of
reasons. Let me put it this way.
But
I was more worried that the first time his contract came up years ago that he wasn't going to stick around than I am now. You agree with that?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think I think that it's better group now around him. So I would hope that they keep it around.
This is also his best opportunity. I think there's negotiations going on. Each side has some push and pull, and I think they're eventually going to find that happy medium before training camp starts. Appreciate the phone call, Drew. Let's get out to Terrell in Capitol Heights. What's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Ain't too much. First of all, I think y'all overreacting on the Terry situation. Granted, you know, he's put in a lot of work for the organization. Fought his heart out during the bad times. I think he should get compensated for that. But outside looking in, if you put Terry on any other team, would he be a number one receiver?
Yes.
Yes, he would be.
100%.
Would he be a number one receiver for...
I can maybe find you three or four teams.
But this is throwing out something. The thing about it is you don't have just one receiver on the team. You have two. So if you put him on the Giants, maybe not. You put him on but you know what? You put other people on other teams too. They won't be number one receivers either. So what's your point?
Yeah, but for the money aspect of it, I don't think they're gonna fulfill that 30. You might can get mid 20.
If you're going mid 20s, he's playing somewhere else next year.
My thing is, y'all say he's a top 10 receiver.
He is.
Outside of this area, put him on what team would he be a number one receiver on? Besides the low 500 teams.
I don't think I buy that.
Playoffs last year that he would start for as a number one receiver.
He started for a team that went to the NFC Championship as the number one receiver. Let's look around. He'd be the number one receiver for the Buffalo Bills. He'd be the number one receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. He'd be there with Nico Collins for the number one receiver on the Houston Texans. He'd be the number one receiver on the Kansas City Chiefs. He'd be the number one receiver on the LA Chargers. The guys ahead of him.
Do you agree that Terry can take the top off of defense?
Yes.
Do I believe he can? He took it off last year. He scored 15 touchdowns last year. He took a lot of them off.
Do you agree that he has
Are you a Commanders fan, dude?
All day long, B. Mitch.
But I'm saying, why do everybody try to just downgrade him because of what does he have to do? Last year he had over 1,000 again and 15 touchdowns. Did you not see that?
I seen it. I'm just saying, speaking on the payment issue.
What happens is we get caught up in the hype of players and not the production. The dude produces as a number one receiver, no matter how you want to put it, where you want to put it at. And then let's be real. My man Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, they throw the ball so damn much, he should have all the yards he gets. If we threw the ball as much as they do to Terry, he'll have 1,600 yards as well. But we don't throw the ball like that all the time.
I mean, the guys at the top of this list in terms of AAV are Jamar Chase. I'll give you that Chase is better than Terry. Justin Jefferson, I'll give you JJ. CeeDee Lamb, sure, we can have that conversation. I'll give you CeeDee. AJ Brown, I'll give you AJ Brown. I think he's in that same tier as Amon-Ra. I think he's better than DK Metcalf. I think he's better than IU.
I'm not going to say AJ's just better than him. AJ has a legitimate backup. I mean, a legitimate 1B on his team and a running back. So he cannot get doubled. Terry's on the team with no other people, and he has production time and time again. So for those that say he's not a number one receiver, that's why I tell you to kick rocks because 100%. He don't have the help the rest of the guys have. If Terry had T. Higgins on the other side, hell, he'll be a much better receiver there, too.
Yes, 100%. Come on, man. And no one is arguing that A.J. Brown's not worth $32 million, right? Is anybody in Philadelphia calling in a WIP and saying that A.J. Brown's not worth $32
million? It's probably one person.
There's probably some idiot that says it. But I don't get it around here. There's plenty of people that are diehard fans will call in and say Terry's not that good. What are y'all watching? What are you watching? What are we missing?
Because
I don't get it.
Just like when Art Monk was playing here, people said the same stuff. Because Art Monk scored his touchdown, went to the sideline. scored his touchdown, went to the sideline. He didn't dance and do everything to bring attention to himself. So people see that as a guy not being as good because he's not flamboyant. The object for me is not what you do after you score.
What you do.
It's the fact that you score.
Yes.
And you do it over and over again. So, how it goes.
It's just crazy to me. 800-636-1067. I want to talk about Terry McLaurin. At what point do you get worried about his contract situation? And if you don't think he's a top 10 receiver, then what the heck are you thinking? It's B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. At what point do you worry about Terry McLaurin's contract? Somehow people took umbrage, B. Mitch, with me saying that Terry's a top 10 receiver. I don't understand how, but regardless. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in.
You got to stop worrying about, man, listen.
Oh, I don't care what they say.
What were the rankings last year? He's in the top 10, wasn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I don't have any question.
When you make a comment like that, you just show them the rankings, and then you know they say, well, no. Let's stop arguing. When you got proof, don't worry about him.
Let's get out to Josh.
See, that's why y'all get those situations. I don't get all that. They know I'm not going to give them the time of the damn day. Argue all you want, post all you want, I will not respond to you.
Let's get out to Josh in West Virginia.
Sense.
Josh, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How are y'all?
What's happening, man?
How was everybody's fourth, bro?
Oh, fantastic.
That was great.
Yeah, mine too. So, look, I agree with B. Mitch, man. Like, we can't be worried about this contract, man, until training camp starts, for real. And, I also agree. Like, I'm going to be pissed if we, after camp starts and we find out that Terry's with another team, right? I mean, but, like, there's no point in worrying about it now because, right, I mean, I got faith in Harris and the new ownership group that they're going to get it done, and Peters, too. I mean, Peters has already said that he wants to make Terry a longtime commander, right? So, mm-hmm. like, I think – I think us fans need to stop worrying about it and just put it in the hands of the ownership.
Appreciate the phone call, Josh. Yeah, I think, look, this is kind of standard practice, though, where it takes some time sometimes for these, especially big-time contracts. We've also seen this in San Francisco plenty, where it does take a little while for them to eventually hammer out the details. But think about all the guys that they've had that have needed contracts and where they play that following season. Debo, I know he's here now, but Debo got the contract done. Brandon Ayuk got the contract done. Think about Trent Williams. Think Kittle? About Kittle or Bosa. Those dudes are all still there, right? Aside from, you know, eventually they moved on from Debo and sent him over here. But those dudes all got their contracts. So I think at some point they're going to get this thing hammered out. I'd hope it's before camp, but they're going to get this thing done at some point.
Yeah,
get out to Jesse in Olney. Jesse, what's
up? Jess?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's happening?
Shut up.
Oh, man. I just want to say, hey, Terry's a dog, all right? And I think it's kind of funny, though, because I feel like everybody always sleeps on Terry, because even last year, I feel like when I was listening, I know the guys after y'all, was it Grant and Danny or anything else like that? I know they kept on saying, we got to trade for Ayuk because Terry isn't a real number one receiver. I think y'all sign him. I think you sign him. But I just think it's funny how he's always just being slept on.
Yeah, 100%.
I agree.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Yeah, I don't understand the idea that he's not one of the best receivers in the league. And even if you want to do the exercise, B. Mitch, that the guy that called in earlier was saying, oh, would he be a number one on different teams that are good around the NFL? I think that there's only a handful of teams that he wouldn't be the number one receiver on. I think the Bengals have a better receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you seem to disagree about the Eagles, and there's an argument to be had there about A.J. Brown and where he would rank there.
I'm just saying, he's never had somebody across from him that will command attention.
But like the Vikings.
All the other team, all the other players these guys are talking about have somebody like that.
The Vikings, okay. Jettis is better. Fine. He'd be the number one on the Green Bay Packers. I think him and Amon-Ra are in that same sort of level. They're different styles of receivers.
Yep.
They're similar type play. So him and 1A, 1B with Amon-Ra, like, you look around the NFL, you find me teams that he wouldn't be the number one wide receiver on, and there's only two or three.
What's their definition of number one receiver?
Well, and this is what I think is interesting. I think so many people look at number one wide receivers, and they think they have to be a certain size, they have to be a certain play style, and look around the league and find me how many guys fit the prototypical number one receiver throughout the history of the National Football League. There's not many. Right? Because most people think number one wide receiver, everyone immediately goes, oh, it's got to be Calvin Johnson, the dude that's like 6'3".
It don't have to be that.
It doesn't.
All you have to do is have production.
Well, Tyreek Hill was the number one receiver.
I remember everybody kept talking about we need to have certain people a certain height. So when you go through the history of the NFL, tell me how many receivers you find that were legitimate that were over 6'3". Yeah. Most of them are 6'2 or lower because – hell, when Tanner played, Tanner cooked everybody.
Yeah, he was the number one
receiver. He was 6 feet.
Yeah.
And the problem is people want to tell you what a size of somebody. When I got into the league, you know what punt returners were? They were 177, 187 pounds. They say, oh, you got to be real short and shifty to be a good punt returner. What happened? You become what you can with the talent that you have. You don't tell me a punt. Like, you had the pass rushers. Everybody had to be 6'6". 265 or 6'7", whatever. And all of a sudden you had people coming in here, you know, like Von Miller. My man Elvis Dumervil. Elvis Dumervil was 211, 5'11", 245. He had almost 20 sacks, 21 sacks in 1 year. There is no typical size of what you are. It's the only thing that matters is do you make the play? Time and time again. Did Terry make them? Yes.
Tyreek Hill doesn't fit the mold.
But he's the number one receiver. Why? Because he has extreme speed.
Even Justin Jefferson doesn't fit the mold.
Come on, man.
Right? So I just think it's crazy. Carlos is in Severna Park. Los, what's up, man?
So I give myself, and I've been telling all my friends this, July 19th is when I give myself. I'm not sweating over it. Once July 20th hits, that's when I'll start panicking. I haven't had a wide receiver jersey since my Santana Moss jersey back in 2007, and that was back in the Jewel Santana days when you got an extra long jersey, and I was only 5'7", weighing 120 pounds. So I would love a Terry McLaurin jersey of the new Super Bowl era jersey, but I'm going to give myself until July 19th to sweat. Other than that, in Adam Peters we trust, and Terry McLaurin we trust, thanks for taking my call.
Right, appreciate brother. It, Los. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Jonesy.
Jonesy, what's up?
What's up,
brother?
Hey, Mitch, what's going on, man? It's Tell almost him, man. Leo season, baby.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Best time of the year.
You already know. Check this out, man. T-Mac, Terry Mac, he's the number one, man, and the only one on this daggone team. For real, do you know how many bad quarterbacks he had bailed out before Jaden Daniels got here?
Mm-hmm.
This dude is the end-all, be-all, man. You got to get, they got to get him signed, and I know this, man. But for real, we can't lowball him, man. We can't downgrade the man. It was the real deal. I'm serious. Without a daggone 1B receiver or a number 2 receiver, whatever you want to call it, that dude, man, was everything for us, and he still is. So all these knuckleheads is calling through here talking about he ain't this and he ain't that and he ain't top five. He's all of that, man. What have you been watching? Especially when he's the only one on your team that's pretty much been producing. And why you think he's still here?
100%. Appreciate the phone call, Jonesy.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep.
I'm out.
Get out to, I believe this is Commandante Tequila.
Oh, boy.
What's up, you guys? How you guys been doing?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Man, come on, B-Mitch, you got to smile, man. You're happy.
I'm always happy.
I got two of your jerseys today. Hey, just let's pay them, man, and let's get the ball rolling. I can see 3 or 4 Super Bowls in a row from now on.
Damn.
You know?
I mean, I would love to see that.
Yeah, it could happen, especially with this guy here. So I'm just loving life right now. So let's get on the ball and let's get on doing it. So.
Appreciate it, Commandante.
All right,
that's
guys.
Bro.
I believe this is supposed to say John and McClain, but this definitely says John McCain on the call screen. John, what's going on?
Politics.
Definitely, it's John and McClain. It's actually Jeb, but John's my legal name, so we'll go with that. Guys, longtime listener, first time caller. Love your show. B. Mitch.
Appreciate it.
I love you, brother. I grew up on you, man. Couple things I'm going to say. Number one, this deal's going to get done. This ownership group, even the short time they've been here, they have done nothing but preach culture and guys who fit the bill of what they want, you know, Washington players to be. And Terry McLaurin is that across the board. In the 6 years he has been here, he's been a great teammate. He's been a producer. That caller a few calls ago that's, you know, saying, oh, we should have been, that guy didn't know what he's talking about. This team went from the outhouse to the penthouse in one season, and Terry is the kind of guy who's responsible for that. Pay the man, give him his flowers, and this team will go deep in the playoffs every year. Have a great day, guys.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, John. Yeah, I think
the thing about it, like, I just want people to know that some experiences I've had. I've been around guys who fit the bill of what people think is a number one. They didn't have one thing. They didn't have any, you know, class, let's say it like that first. And they damn sure didn't have the work ethic that he has. Yeah, they had the height. They could run, but they weren't consistent. They weren't available or accessible all the time. But a guy that does all of that, people don't understand. That's what you call a number one. A number one receiver is the guy who makes the play when it needs to be done, who bails his quarterback out. He's there for his player to help him out. He's an insurance policy for him. And also, the guy just makes the plays. And he's always there every time the game needs him on the line. He's there. That's number one. Number one receivers are not a guy that looks the part, but he misses 3 games here, 4 games there. You get what I'm saying? A lot of them do that. He doesn't. Why not praise that? You know what I'm saying? And just because he doesn't talk, people have to feel you got to brave brass. I remember I told JB about this. This guy from a scout from Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, man, you don't do a lot of shaking and juking and stuff. Why do I need to? You know what I'm saying? He's like, but, man, I don't care. My job is to get the first down, homie. I don't care about no dancing. I dance and I go to a club. I'm not dancing on a football field. Put my helmet in the middle of your damn chest. That's the problem with people. They feel that they decide what football is, and you got to live up to that. No, football is make the damn play, no matter how you have to get it done.
Pay that man his money. That's all I'll have to say. B. Mitch and Finley, we'll wrap things up next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Final couple minutes, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. Real quick, before we get to Heard It Here First.
How did JP spell your name last time?
Alberhauser. I believe it's Alberhauser. Alberhauser.
Like, yeah, Alberhauser. And I was like, gee, this is not right, dog.
I've never thought of JP as the book smarts guy, so I'm not that worried about it.
Well, you wouldn't be wrong.
So Landfill's had this on the show rundown the last couple days. Haven't been able to get to it, but we'll hit knock out the first 10 real quick, and then I know there's a commander that was featured in it tomorrow that we can get into. But the NFL Top 100 started to come out. So this one's voted on by the players, I believe. So we got the first 10 fully announced. They're working through 81 to 90 right now. There was a commander that was announced today on that list. But we'll start here. Number 100, you got Ladd McConkey. 99, you got Leonard Williams. 98, you got Aaron Jones. 97 is Drake London. I didn't know he had such a good year last year. Like, I knew he was good, but 100 receptions, just under 1,300 yards, 1,271, 9 receiving touchdowns. He had a heck of a year last year.
Mm-hmm.
96 is Lavonte David. 95 is Josh Sweat. Ended up with 8 sacks last year. Sam Laporta was 94.
Lopo.
Creed Humphrey, 93. 92 is Jesse Bates, and 91 was Tua. Jesse Bates was, look, their safety tandem that they had last year in Atlanta was really, really good. Him and Justin Simmons, those two together were awesome. I'm interested to see, like, I would have thought that Laporta, he had a little bit of a down year last year comparatively, but still for a tight end, 60 receptions, 726 yards, 7 touchdowns, that's not bad. He's down 14 spots from the previous year. I think he's going to shoot back up the board this year. Laporta is one of the best.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I'm curious about is Laporta last year in Ben Johnson's offense, and the last 2 years in Ben Johnson's offense has been really, really good. Ben Johnson's no longer there. But in Chicago, they drafted a guy that is a little bit like him in Colston Loveland with the 10th overall pick out of Michigan. I think that he could be really, really good for the Bears this year.
He's going to get an opportunity.
I think he's
Ben loves utilizing his tight ends.
And they love running the football.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, you know, everyone that's supposed to be in vogue and all the analytics and stuff, everybody wanted Ben Johnson, but that dude loves running the football. That doesn't work, right? I didn't think that paired well together.
Did the Super Bowl champs run the football last year?
How about Levante? Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
How about Levante David still being on this list?
Hey, man. Just because you hit a certain age don't mean you can't play anymore.
Also, this dude doesn't get talked about enough. The guy number 100 that we mentioned, Ladd McConkey. 82 receptions last year.
Ladd got talked a lot last year, man.
1149 receiving yards, 7 touchdowns.
He'll route you up in a heartbeat, dude.
Those are the dudes that I don't know how anyone covers them ever. Right? Like, remember when Dallas had Dez Bryant? The guy that always scared me was Cole Beasley.
Hey, you don't have to be the fastest guy. You got to be shifty. You know, quickness helps out. And there are people that are fast that are not quick. And if you're very quick, all you do is run your route, you stop, and you just make one little subtle move, boom, it gives you space. Ball comes to you.
So they're working through 81 through 90. We'll get to some of those guys that have been announced for those coming up tomorrow. There was a commander that's been announced. I believe the first one that we're going to find on this list, I'm sure there's going to be plenty more that we'll get to throughout this list as it comes out, but the first commander was announced today. So we'll get into that tomorrow. But right now, let's get to Herd It Here first.
Let's go. Ahala.
I know I lost because the Nationals lost.
Everybody except Jeff lost.
Really?
Then throw it out.
So how did I lose?
You took the Dodgers.
The Dodgers lost again?
Yeah.
With a pitcher that was damn near undefeated?
Well, hold on. Jacob Mizorowski, I wouldn't bet against that guy. That's the dude that's like 6'7", throwing 100. He was pitching for the Brewers
yesterday.
They were
5-4.
He struck out Ohtani with a 101.6 mile power fastball.
Well, Ohtani got the best of him the first AB. Ohtani went yard, and that was all that they had the rest of the game, basically.
Oh, man.
He struck out 12.
Wow, that's why I don't like betting on baseball.
What do we got for tonight?
Baseball.
Let's see.
I'm taking the Diamondbacks plus 1.5 because PFAT is pitching.
I'm taking
your boy Brandon Fott.
The Boston Celtics and e-basketball.
Can we stop with the e-basketball?
Nope, it's on FanDuel. And I'm parlaying that. I'm taking Paris Saint-Germain to beat Real Madrid today.
All right, give me...
I cannot get my damn phone open.
Give me the Nationals. Mackenzie Gore's on the hill, which maybe means I should go the other way because Mackenzie Gore
doesn't generally
get any run support.
None.
Give me Gore. Give me the Nats to win. And then while we're at it, is there anything else going on?
Probably not.
WNBA tonight, give me the Dallas Wings.
You asking what's going on and you have a problem that I'm voting, that I'm betting on e-basketball?
Well, at least I'm betting on real sports.
Roasted. It don't matter. If it's on FanDuel, it's a sport that could be bet on.
So give me the Nationals and the Dallas Wings. What do you got, B-Mitch?
All righty. I don't know.
Take the Dodgers again?
Nah, I'm not messing with the Dodgers ever again. They lost 2 in a row. I'll take the Mariners against the Yankees.
Logan Evans on the hill for the Mariners. Landfill, what do you got?
And I want the Reds.
I bet on PFAT.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I want the Mariners and the Reds.
White Brian, what do you got again?
I'm going Angel Reese over rebounds.
What's the number there?
I don't know.
Well, we need to know. You can't just say I'm taking Angel Reese over rebounds.
I'll find it.
And you don't know the damn number?
I'll say she gets 15.
But you got to make sure it's not over 200, minus 200. Because 14 rebounds, right? I doubt it's minus 200.
Yeah, he'll be fine. We'll figure it out regardless. Appreciate everybody that joined the program today. Neil Greenberg joined us at 11 at noon. Joe Doyle joined us to talk about the MLB draft. Plenty more good stuff to talk about tomorrow. Appreciate everybody that listened in. Grant and Danny comes up next.
Peace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.